From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Before Waco and Ruby Ridge, before the Oklahoma City bombing and Elian Gonzalez cases, way before Janet Reno was U.S. Attorney General or Miami-Dade State Attorney, she was Jenny from Miami. Reno, who died early today at the age of 78, was regarded as someone whose South Florida roots followed her around a bit, even through the corridors of power in Washington. Here in the studio to tell us a little bit more about Reno's early days is Miami Herald reporter Amy Driscoll. In 2002, when Reno was running for Florida governor, Amy did a complete report for the Herald about Reno's upbringing. So, Amy, what do you remember most about Reno from the time you spent covering her for that article?
Well, I had the chance to spend some time with Janet Reno when she was in between the U.S. Attorney General's job and as she was running for the Democratic nomination for Florida governor. So it was kind of an in-between time for her. She had just moved back to the house that her mother had built by hand in what is now Kendall, but when it was built was really on the edge of the Everglades. And that house really came to symbolize a lot of the things that Janet Reno was. It was, you know, handcrafted. It was done bit by bit, and it was unapologetic for what it was. It was an old Florida house with a big screen porch, and only one room was air conditioned. That was the room with the computer in it.
And you said her mom built the house. Usually dads build homes, so what was the story there?
Well, her parents were very interesting. Both were journalists. Her father was a police reporter for the Miami Herald for 43 years, and her mother worked for the competition, the Miami News. And her father, she told me this story, her father bragged about the two times that her mother beat him on a story. He really enjoyed that. So they were very independent people, very strong-willed, very determined. Her mother building that house was symbolic of that.
How many siblings did she have?
Janet was one of four kids, and they grew up in this very sort of wild way. A lot of running around barefoot, a lot of animals coming into the house. Her father, one night, she said, came home from a bar, and he had a donkey with him, and then they had donkeys. Her mother once put the eggs of peacocks into nests built by chickens to surprise her children and have peacocks born. So it was a very natural kind of upbringing, a lot of appreciation for the outdoors, a lot of appreciation for South Florida and the Everglades. And that really informed Janet's decisions and her path through life.
This rough and tumble upbringing on the edge of the Everglades, how did it affect all the rest of her career, in your opinion?
Well, she learned to think for herself, I think. She and her three siblings were their own best friends because they were miles from other people. They fought for themselves. They figured out things for themselves. They took great joy in taking each other down a peg. She had a very thick skin and a wry sense of humor, and she became a debating champion at Coral Gables High, where she graduated in 1956. She was taught the ways of polite society. They were all sent to cotillion school. So she got the finer polish, but she also really was a down-to-earth person. And I think that came straight from her parents.
And Amy, when you wrote the article in 2002, you said that there was an artifact in Janet Reno's kitchen nailed to the wall that you called a priceless political metaphor. What was that?
Well, there was one shingle that was lost from the house during Hurricane Andrew, and they found it and nailed it to the wall inside the house and inscribed it with Andrew, August 24th, 1992. And to me, that really showed the toughness of Janet Reno and her family. Her house was not exactly beautiful. It was not polished particularly. It was a little bit ramshackle and run down in places, but it was sturdy as could be, and it showed it during Hurricane Andrew. And Janet Reno withstood a lot of storms in her tenure as well, and I think that that was why I was trying to say that's a really important way to look at her.
We've been talking with reporter Amy Driscoll. You can read her 2002 article on Janet Reno's upbringing on the Miami Herald's website. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.